This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review on the air. The DJV group, the DJV gang, the DJV posse. Over the years, Jennifer, how many words have we used to express or to try to wrap ourselves around the members of the group as it got bigger, even?
Well, I'm going to say at least hundreds, maybe thousands.
Maybe that. Thank you for that.
You are the epitome of Wordle.
Yes. It's Jennifer Horn here along with Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner to go through the charts for the week of February the 21st to the 25th, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can find these charts if you're interested in just seeing the list and sort of referencing it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So we know, I guess we've got 10, but pretty much there's one or two, maybe three, as I look at the situation. The three biggest stories are probably what we'll spend our time on. I like to sort of spread it around. I don't like to do it the same way every week as we go through. Sometimes I go through the story, sometimes the people list. But by the time we're done, you'll have a good overview of what has been talked about on most of the news talk stations. Not necessarily what we've talked about on the DJV program this week. And for those of you who listen to the program, the 2 hours of the talk radio countdown show and the review, the discussion takes place with the DJV people that you can hear if you want. Either find a station or you can go to djvshow.com, follow us there either on the regular time the program is on, or there are podcasts that are there every day and every way at djvshow.com. All right, so ladies, number one item of the week, as you can imagine, is the invasion of Ukraine. Is it really an invasion? Is it really a war? Is it so much?
I think if you asked Ukraine, they would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
So how do we measure when you say are there people that are civilians getting killed in the streets?
Yeah, as we do this program, and it will air throughout the weekend, civilians have taken up arms, and they are fighting the Russian military in Kyiv. I mean, it's mm-hmm. possible that when this program airs, that Ukraine is no more. I mean, this is real, and they've armed 18,000 citizens over the last 24 hours, and they have told them that Molotov cocktails are legal, and they're recommending that citizens fill up glass jars with gasoline, light them on fire, and throw them at the Russians, because that is where they are right now. And
so
no one wants to engage them in World War III, you know, and sanctions
is
are not enough.
Why does it have to be World War III? Why is it, you think, that they all want to destroy themselves? Is Putin that much off his rocker? We all thought, I think he was fairly sane.
He's not crazy at all. Putin is very smart, but he has plans to redevelop the USSR. That is what he wants his legacy to be. And we as the global community in our country have allowed him, once again, allowed China to play us. China and Russia are in bed together. China has provided him backup assistance to avoid the sanctions. They're helping bankroll this. They're providing him alternatives if he's pulled off the world banking system. None of this matters to him. And so, you know, you need someone crazy enough to say, you know what, I'm going to bomb Moscow. And if they say that they're going to bomb Moscow, maybe he shuts up. Maybe he backs off. But there's a possibility that he goes into Poland. And if he does, or more likely, probably the Baltic states. And if he goes into the Baltic states, that is going to be a problem, because then those are NATO countries. Yeah. And you're going to have NATO forces defending them against Russia.
How
and then you're going to have China
world
come
war.
In. Right, and that's
a
world
madman. Yep. But then he's a madman.
He's really not. I think that's.
Well, but he's going to destroy himself, because there isn't anybody who survives another war.
All he cares about is legacy. All he cares about is rebuilding the USSR. In
somebody
some ways,
then there ought to be a group of snipers in as close as they can get to him and shoot him, kill him. That's what needs to
happen.
You
know, in some ways, what's interesting is that when we talk about extreme Islamic terror, which used to be our greatest threat, right, after 9/11, we would talk about that, and we'd say you can't deal with this like a regular war. You have to deal with this as an ideology, and I think to some extent, and it kind of hit me yesterday, Vladimir Putin is an ideology. He has an ideology about what he wants to see that is more important to him than anything else, but the scary thing about Vladimir Putin is he does have that geopolitical element as well. He's got landmass, and he's collecting more by the day. Ukraine is a country of 40 million people. It's the second largest country in Europe, and that's going to be his, or may already be his.
But then, at the end of the day, so let's say he lives another 10, 12, 14, 15 years. There's nobody, he's not groomed anybody. There's nobody behind him. So I suppose the other side of it is what's to keep him from what the Ukrainians then decide to declare their independence when somebody pops Putin. No, I just don't, I'm having a hard time given.
Do you think it ends with Putin is what you're saying? You think, it doesn't, it's not like North Korea where they'll just pop up another relative or family member or whatever.
No, because there aren't any relatives. And there's nobody there that anybody knows who's the second lieutenant. He's such an egomaniac. He doesn't have anybody around him that the West knows about.
Yeah. But he's got a lot of followers. I mean, think about the country of Russia. So much of what his press conferences are and the way they use their propaganda, it's to influence the masses.
Yeah,
that's where his power is.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, that may be, but he doesn't have any bench strength. It isn't like
Even with the families in North Korea.
Yeah, but let's hope, let me put it that way, that our CIA and other intelligence, the MI5 and MI6 or whatever is there, and others like the Mossad know who's there that would be a backup to Putin. I'm not saying let him have his way. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying is, maybe as verbally, vocally as possible, this send over the Delta Force or the SEAL team, the same ones that killed Osama bin Laden and have been responsible for lots of stuff like that, and kill him. Because
I'm
with
sure
him,
that's been talked about. I'm sure that's. I don't know. I mean, like I had said yesterday or earlier in the week when we were talking about this on the DJV show, you know, in the world community, even though we know that it's a corrupt election, he is still technically a publicly elected official. And, typically the NATO alliances don't really go in and just somebody
but
who's
isn't
been
it time
elected.
We break the rules? This is he's
we
broken
may
the
have
rules.
To. Sure,
so why
we may
would
have
we not?
To.
Do the same thing. We send over the drones and kill the leaders of various organizations that don't like us. We've done that. We did it recently.
I think
so.
The risk
why can't we do the
that,
same thing here?
Well, there's a risk. Number one, he's backed up by President Xi. So then, are you going to go in and drop a bomb on him?
Yep.
And then, if you do it, that's a declaration of war. And does that mean that somebody's going to drop a bomb on the White House? And is then Biden offed? Is Emmanuel Macron offed? You know, I mean, that's really what you think about when you attack a leader, as Victoria mentioned, someone who is recognized as elected, despite how the elections go. That means it's fair season. So then do they not like our president? So then they go, well,
it's not like guerrilla warfare. It's different. There are different standards there. But again, like Doug said, maybe
with militaries.
Right. Well, maybe we will change the rules. I don't know.
Rules. Putin has changed the rules. And he's so brazen about it. He just had a phone call with Biden, less than 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, whenever it was. Maybe even, was it last weekend? It was pretty recently that they had a 1 hour or more conversation when Biden was trying to convince him to not do what he was going to do. There's not much convincing. When you look at a personality, I'd love to have a shrink on the program at some point in time to actually analyze Putin's his personality and what it is about him. I'd like to know what his astrology chart looks like so you know how far he's willing to go at this point. It seems like he's, and I would think the Russian people would, when they look at the death of how many soldiers, because there'll be soldiers that'll be killed here.
Sure. Yeah.
Do they, you know, if they didn't, if he wasn't really elected, if he, you know, he says, vote for me or I'll kill you, then there's got to be some sort of sentiment in Russia.
There are protests. There's opposition. That's why Alexei Navalny got as far as he did. He came close to, you know, he's certainly the most internationally recognized person who has challenged Putin. And we know what happened. He got poisoned. He almost died. And now he's rotting away in a Russian prison. But, you know, 1,700 people were arrested in Moscow and St. Petersburg for protesting this war. So, I mean, it's that 1,700 doesn't sound like a whole lot. But, you know, as this is getting more and more, yeah, they're very brave. And as this is getting more and more intense, you know, maybe we'll see more of an uprising within Russia. But
and that would be, honestly, that is the only thing that will stop it. And, you know, I almost find it kind of, like, insulting with the world community's reaction. I mean, you can say a lot of things, and, yeah, sanctions, maybe it's even too late for the sanctions. Russia's already avoided them and side-skirted them, and they're willing to take the loss. And Vladimir Putin hasn't even been personally sanctioned, which I think is a huge mistake from our country. I think we should have done that first and foremost, make it hurt for him personally. But it's almost insulting as you got people living in a subway bomb shelter, like trying to create bomb shelters for themselves, and they're turning, you know, buildings blue and yellow in Ukrainian solidarity. I mean, it's just, it's so little. It's so little that we're doing. And
this
is
2022. It just seems with all of the media, the news media, and the sort of regular media, with all the focus and all the attention, is this all it takes? Have we all, the rest of us, cowered down to the point where there's some little punk like Putin? We're going to, instead of calling him Pukin Putin, we'll call him Putin the punk, that he can muster up all the forces and put this together. And these guys, there are those people who are theorizing that this has been a strategy of China as they want to disrupt the entire world so that they can take over, starting with COVID. COVID started this whole thing, disrupted and upended the world. And now you see,
I mean, this is going to cripple us. This war, you know, for people who say that it doesn't matter about, you know, it doesn't matter, it's just Ukraine.
Look at the price of gasoline.
It's going to cripple our economy. It's messing with the stock market. It's tanking crypto. The gas prices are going to go up. People are saying it's going to be $6.50 a gallon in California. Well, no, I mean, in California, that's a possibility. You give it another dollar, gas prices will be up a dollar around the country. It's pretty crippling, and it matters. And forget the loss of life, and, you know, it does matter. Everything's connected.
All right, so that's, I think, a good overview of what's going on from our point of view. We'll get some listener input because we have asked some questions. You have a chance, if you want, and you're listening to this program live right now, you can go to DJV. You can go to all of our social media, at DJV Show, and tell us whether we're at the doorstep. I don't even like to phrase the question, are we at the doorstep of World War III? Because World War III if it really is, we've been thinking for a while that we're at war anyway with China and Russia because of the use of technology. And so is that what saves the day or ruins the day? That's the question, and we'll get some answers to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, this is just too good to keep to myself. Right now, Kohl's is giving rewards members double the rewards. As if taking an extra 20% off and earning Kohl's cash wasn't enough, you also get double the rewards? Shopping just doesn't get better than this.
So if you're not already a member, do yourself a favor and enroll today. It's free to do in-store or online at Kohl's.com/more rewards. You and your wallet can thank me later.
Must be enrolled in Kohl's Rewards to receive double Kohl's Rewards. Earn amount may vary. Offer ends February 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for the last full week of February. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. It's time for Jay to go through some of the responses, including the question that I just posed. We've been actually posing it on our social media all week. That is whether or not this is the doorstep, the opening gate. I don't even really want to hold the thought, and I'm not sure I even want to say maybe another war, I mean, instead of saying World War III. So what do you get back from some of our listeners, Jay, when it comes to that?
Well, for the most part, a lot of people do think that this is the beginning of something bigger. Stacey Ere actually pointed out, too, is this the door opening for China to invade Taiwan? Is that what happens next? Is it a lot of it has been, is it not a matter of if, but a matter of when? Kind of what we were saying with Russia invading Ukraine, not a matter of if, a matter of when. Don Berg says whether or not we're at the doorstep of World War III, it would depend on how, what did you call him, Doug? Putin the punk?
Pukin. Yeah, the Putin the punk. I like that.
Putin the punk.
Pukin Putin the punk. Good alliteration.
It would depend if he sees the response, what he sees in the response to move into Ukraine, and he might want more. It might not end with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Jay Stevens says a world war does not start due to a single event. It's a domino effect, which is a really good point. But what China and North Korea decide, it's going to determine whether or not there is another world war.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier about the life cycle of one's chart. and the astrological, the realities, because I believe, and so do a lot of other people, that you can tell a lot about a person if you know the information that gives you their moon sign, their sun sign, and their rising sign. And we at least know that Putin is a Libra with Gemini moon in his chart. And so what does that tell you? Libras are not easily, they're not easily defined. Geminis, however, are. Sometimes the moon is more important than the sun, and they're easily bored. They don't have any tolerance or patience for a lot of things, and they can do things. They are pretty disruptive, actually. As a matter of fact, Trump is a Gemini. I think his sun sign is Gemini, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
I thought he had, like, a double Gemini.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of Gemini.
He's got all the Geminis.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, what else? Let's see. Larry says, go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead. Oh, yeah, Larry Fuss also believes that this could be the beginning of World War III, saying the commies sense weakness on our part, and they are going to take advantage of it.
All right,
and
who else? What else?
Jason Thomas also made a really good point. Putin has made it clear his goal, as he has said many times in speeches, is to take back and reestablish the Soviet Union. Considering some of these countries are now part of NATO, this could very well turn into World War III.
So, is Putin really strong, or is he just an opportunist? And might he be, if you put him in a corner like a rat, he'll run away? That's the other thing. Sometimes Geminis are like that to a point. They don't, you know, they'll throw rocks at you, but then they won't stay to fight. Go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, I don't know if you have seen this on Twitter or not, but Ukraine's official Twitter handle had tweeted out this graphic of an image of a cartoon of Hitler kind of cradling Putin's face. And then there was really no context to it, just that. And then in the next tweet, they had said, this is not a meme, but our and your reality right now.
Well, there's a lot of weird thinking going on, as well as weird stuff. But the astrological input is that this doesn't last. So let's see if that's right. 28 after the hour.
These may be, as Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine is increasing radiation levels in the region. Ukraine's nuclear agency and interior minister on Friday said they were recording increased radiation levels from the site of Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The 1986 meltdown spewed radiation throughout the world with detectable levels found as far as the mountains outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. Experts at the state nuclear agency did not provide the exact radiation levels, but said the change was due to the movement of heavy military equipment and combat in the area lifting radioactive dust into the air. Ukrainian President Zelensky remains in Kyiv and is using Twitter to get his message out via a translator.
According to our information, the enemy has listed me as target number one and my family as target number two. They want to destroy the country politically, terminating the head of state.
The CDC will loosen its mask guidelines for Americans as soon as today. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As the Russian war against its neighbor continues, Lviv, Ukraine resident and media spokesperson for Lviv, Melania Podolyak on Fox News, gives her account.
The last 24 hours have been extremely difficult, and that has actually nothing to do with being here on the ground. Everything is relatively okay here, except for the air raid sirens that we heard every morning, but we are prepared. People know what to do, so it's fine. We have run into more issues concerning supplying our military and whatnot. I am currently helping fundraising for Ukrainian military, and we've run into an issue of Patreon blocking one of the pages, one of our biggest military funds charity that we have all been collecting money for, so that was a problem. Then also an issue of radioactive dust being risen by the military equipment in the region has been quite stressful around here even, but we're again, staying calm and hoping for the best. People are collected. People are relatively calm. Yes, there are lines through ATMs and banks, and that is completely justified. However, there is produce in the stores, so we are getting prepared, basically.
President Biden on Thursday levied more economic and technology sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ordering the deployment of thousands of additional troops to NATO-allied Germany and declaring that America will stand up to Russia's Vladimir Putin. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with members of the DJV program that air
with me every week, a discussion of lots of things going on in the world, including things like the stories in the chart list this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. Jennifer Horn is here, also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner, who's, among other things, in charge of our social media and what's going on in the world of trending stories. I think it's hard to get away from, because all of the top three items, I think, are related, although some people would say it's a stretch to connect number three, the COVID situation. But as I said a few minutes ago, I think that this, the disruption of the economies of the world, the disruption of people's lives around the world, started this off, as far as I'm concerned, given the allegiance that Russia has to China and perhaps vice versa. We have created this situation, not only us here in our country, but all around the world, people who run these big corporations. And believe me, as a capitalist, I don't like to be pointing this out, but what happens with unbridled capitalism and greed is exactly what we have. We're eating our own mess. That is not just Americans and not just American companies, but all around the world, people have China made it easy. China is like a flame that a butterfly runs into at night. That's what the Chinese were a lot smarter than everybody else. People didn't look ahead. As corporations don't look much more than 6 or 8, 10 months ahead at their bottom line. If they're doing well, then the CEO is doing his job and providing money for the stockholders. That's great, in a manner of speaking. But not being able to figure out all of this, or being too asleep or whatever it is, to realize that they have eaten our lunch. Not only the Americans, but pretty much the round up of whatever countries are consumer countries. And that's pretty much everybody. Certainly most of North America and Europe and South America as well. Things made in China prevail. Not just all, there's a lot of them. They prevail. And we still have companies, as a matter of fact, the Chinese, and I think this is part of the whole, this is the whole situation here, that the economies of a lot of, the survival of a lot of companies, the way they've now created this hole for themselves, it depends on their favor, being favored by Xi and the people in China, or the government of China. I don't know about the people of China, but the people of China have had good jobs and gotten paid a lot more than they ever did before. Because they suckered us in. And now they're more in charge than I want to be comfortable admitting, frankly. So, you know, we're looking, number two story this week is the economy. And, I was looking at what the Bank of Japan is doing. They said that they are going to scrutinize factors behind, the situation, the price trends. You know, not a lot of people talk about Japan. It used to be a powerhouse economy. Because we set them up after the wars, you know, after World War One, we pretty much set up every country that was involved except Germany, thus sowing the seeds for World War Two. And because we were punishing them, we were smart enough not to do that after World War Two. The Japanese economy was restored by us in the West, and so was Germany's in the main. But, you know, under the circumstances, look at the other things that we've done since then. Going into North Korea, what we did was rebuild South Korea. Look how thriving they are now. And then we rebuilt Vietnam, a very staunch ally. But how powerful are they? But, you know, we made their country much better. And then when you look at the Middle East and the mess that we made there, I don't know. I'm not sure that there's a recovery yet in either Iraq or Afghanistan. But we certainly destabilized the region, and you know, there were people who it was good for the military-industrial complex, that's for sure. And you wonder about how the prices for various things that are related to the military, how much, you know, they're going to be really beefing up now because they're preparing for war. So there's a lot of money being spent here, and we've created this situation. That's my observation, anyway. Economically around the world, we've all said the same thing. Okay, and I don't want to sound like a jerk and say, well, how long have you heard me? I've been resisting some of the stuff, like my cell phone. I guess my cell phone is made in China because you can't find any that aren't made in China. Although, there are some, aren't there? Samsung's made in Korea, I think, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but the economic impact of this, then it's interesting to note that Sean Penn, who is an American actor, is actually still in Ukraine. He's working on a documentary about the Russians and the assault. So is this, knowing what a nutbird he is, one wonders which side of the coin is going to get flipped. What story is going to be told? Is it like an anti-American piece? Because he's certainly capable of that, given what he said over the years about, you know, he's benefited from all of the things in America that make it easy for somebody like him to make a lot of money in the movie business. But, you know, okay, is it this, what, or maybe he's taking no position at all. Maybe he's just going to tell the story. That would be good if that's the case. So who knows what he's doing. I think he's got a lot of balsam to stick around over there because, yeah. You know, Americans, haven't all the Americans been told long since to get out of there? Mm-hmm. Are there Americans that still live in the Ukraine, or are they out of there?
There's still some that are there, but they were told to leave last week.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are, you know, especially in the major city in Kyiv, you know, they have elderly people. They can't leave them behind. They have, you know, young kids or whatever, and a lot of people are staying and sheltering in place. So Sean Penn is in Kyiv, and he's been filming this documentary or working on it at least since last October. So, mm-hmm. it'll be interesting to see. How it ends up looking.
Number three, the truckers' convoy. I still don't understand. Maybe you'll help me a little bit with this, ladies. What the point really was of truckers plugging up all the roads?
They were trying to protest the mask mandates. Vaccine mandates in Canada.
Okay, but they're truckers. They're in the truck by themselves. So what
right. So why have
make?
A vaccine mandate? That's the point. Yeah. And okay. they were not allowed to cross over state lines. And so they said, you're preventing us from doing our job. You're forcing us into something we don't want. And so they took a stand, and they took a stand for a long time.
Well, maybe when you look at it that way, it does sort of it certainly affects the truckers and delivery of goods and the things.
Yeah,
that,
it did. And, you know, they were saying it was a nuisance. Because they had a bunch of truckers, you know, making noise and stuff. But there was an effort by Justin Trudeau to call these guys Nazis and racists. And every bit of footage, I think, that I've seen, there were only like two or three arrests made. Most of these people were out there, in some cases, feeding the homeless in certain areas of Ottawa that they were in. And I think what's the greater part of the conversation is that Justin Trudeau took emergency powers to debank them, basically pull these truckers off from all of their financial connections. They arrested them. They shut them down. They used the police kind of as an army force to get rid of them. And I think that is kind of disturbing because how long till that happens in our country? We've got my governor, Gavin Newsom, who will not give up emergency authority, even though the pandemic is in his mind, and he's already said it, we're in an endemic stage. So why does he need to still hold on to emergency powers? And are governments willing to push for it? Everybody thinks, well, it won't happen in this country, but you look at people like Mike Lindell, and I know he can be a controversial figure, and he says things that people don't like, but his bank cut ties with him because they didn't like who he was. I mean, do we want to have the place where we used to strive for equality and equity, where now we're saying we're only going to give cell phone service to certain people or people of certain political persuasion so that certain groups can't communicate with one another? I mean, imagine if that had happened in our country when you had all of the BLM protesters in Seattle for 6 weeks. They took over an entire city block and a police precinct, and they were given the chance, they were given the space, even though people were dying in that area, to protest. And nobody deplatformed them. Nobody took away their banking. So I feel like we've got some real issues about how we might handle these things in our country moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's true enough. The next item here, number four, is the January 6th situation. I don't think there's much.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. Number, and then the elections, that's something I don't want to spend time. I would like to talk about number six, the nomination process for the next person to be on the Supreme Court. What filtered to the surface this week? I'm sure you were on top of that.
Well, nomination
so much, right?
Go ahead.
His choice has been made, but not announced as of the time, as of us recording this right now, because this is probably going to be out in the next day or so. And so
will it get lost because of all the focus?
That's what I think.
Train?
I feel like this week it's been really lost because of what's going
on.
But I know he had a bunch of meetings that they were talking about the fact that he had met with the candidates and stuff. It's just, you know, everything gets lost when you've got a country being invaded.
Well, number seven is a focus on race relations. I feel like, and this isn't a criticism because I think sometimes it's overdone, or, you know, why do we have Black History Month? Why just in February? Why don't we have it all the time? And why aren't we doing a better job teaching history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, about all Americans? And but at any rate, the business about race relations, I think, and February being Black History Month has been lost. Those opportunities were all of the oxygen in the room has been taken out by the discussion of Russia and Ukraine.
Well, I mean, impending potential war like that, I mean, that's obviously not going to do that.
I'm just saying, I think that's the reality of it, where whatever went on or has gone on. And then, you know, you go down through all of the other items that are here, our relationship with China. I think we've done, I think we've talked about that. Actually, the winter weather that is an effect, I'll talk a little about my experience on an airplane after this.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil first.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. I was like looking at the people list that's part of the overview. There are 10 stories from Talkers for the Week, and there are 10 people. And I'm looking at this list, and normally I know everybody who's on the list, but I don't know who Joseph Ledapo is. Is that how you pronounce his name, number 4? Trump is 3. Putin is 2 and Biden's 1. Who's Joseph Ledapo? L-A-D-A-P-O. I probably shouldn't admit that I don't know who that is, but sounds like because there's crickets, nobody else knows who that guy is.
I feel like the name is familiar, but I'm not sure. What. Oh, is he that Florida Surgeon General? Yeah. I think, I don't know what he's up to this week, but he had made some headlines a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I'm not, he was, I think, sort of an anti-vaxxer. There was something controversial about what he was saying.
I just did a quick Google. I guess he's been questioning CDC guidelines, which join the party.
Yeah,
I have too.
I think he went a little farther than that.
Yeah, he was saying to throw out listening to CDC guidelines is what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to say that now that things are pretty much over. So, but it is, you know, you get on the airplane, the airplane ride across the country last night to get me to Los Angeles. It was a little bumpy because there's a storm moving across the country, and people are the whole discussion of climate change. Even somebody on the plane was talking about, wow, it was 70 degrees in Boston 2 days ago, and now it's 20, and it's snowing. So is that climate change? Is that a result of climate change? You can point in that direction, I suppose. I don't know that it's directly related, but there are
intense swings in temperatures like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I tell you, I like the intense. I was out in a short-sleeve shirt. It's nice. A little early for it, however, though, at least in New England. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour. Yeah.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Speaking of the time, it's 53 after the hour, just in time. There used to be a fellow that I worked with on a radio station who was a disc jockey. His real name was Harry McCarthy. I figured, Nick, you'd like the story. But he was the fill-in guy, and so he used the name Just In Case on the air. There you go. Very clever, those old radio people. All right, so Hello. Dickens here is not an old radio person. He's not really that old. He's an old car guy, though. He's been doing this for a long time. And his website, which is available for your perusal, lots and lots of people, hundreds, thousands of people go every day to Nick's website, rautoexpert.com, which, by the way, when I think about it, that's not an easy thing to say. It's not alliterative. You have to work hard. Our auto, you can swallow the auto sometimes when you're so not that you're going to change it. I'm just going through what it is that I experience when I want to introduce you quickly and get to the heart of the stories. This week there has been some pushback on things like engines that are supposed to be much cleaner for the environment. We have all these people that worship at the altar of climate change, and one wonders with the cost of fuel, if this, you know, if it happens faster because people don't think, they don't remember, or they don't know, the power that is used to charge up the battery in their car comes from fossil fuel still and will be for quite a long time. So anyway, what's Germany doing with their, this is not, is it for their manufacturers or any car that gets sold in the country?
Well, it's like anything else. You know, when you're told by somebody to do something, you have to say, well, it doesn't always work for me. And that's what the Germans are saying right now. The European Commission is saying, you will go to electricity. And the German says, no, we won't. We're not ready for it, and they don't want to go to electricity. So there's quite a bit of pushback in Germany right now to change from diesel and gasoline engines, and the German people saying they are not ready to make the change. I think there's, you know, all the governments around the world are trying to make a lot of people or make incentives or push people to change from their gasoline engines. And we're not all ready to do it. It's nice to have opportunities to do different things, but many of us aren't ready to give up the things that we love and we're used to, and we're quite comfortable to come home at night and sit in our armchairs and watch our televisions and drink our whiskey. Some people don't want to change that.
There's a lifestyle for you.
Yeah, quite rightly so. If you're used to something and you like it, you shouldn't have to give it up. This is America. Or Germany.
One of the things that's popular in Europe, not just in Germany, are diesel cars. You see many more diesel-powered cars in Europe than you do in America, and actually in South America too. And well, I mean, look around the world. Even though they're older cars, the stuff that is prevalent in Africa, much more diesel than gasoline. And so I'm thinking about what I did on the farm when we had the oil crisis, or the cost of the last time. The price of gasoline went up, which was 2013, 14, like in there. The price of gasoline is going back up to those levels now because of this foolishness in Ukraine. But I remember making my own fuel. I used to go around and pick up from the fryolators of the fast food joints oil and convert it to fuel and use it in my tractors. I never was bold enough to use it in the trucks, but I used it in the tractors. And, there was no impact. There's no fossil fuel involved in that. It was much cleaner.
Right.
And so why don't we go back to that? Why isn't anybody talking about doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, there are possibilities to do that. I think it all comes down to politics, really, for a lot of countries. And they're trying to get away from relying on third-party countries for their oil. And they're trying to get people to get away from that. But people just aren't ready to give up their lifestyle. And so there's a big political pushback. But ultimately, we're not all ready for change, and we want to keep our lifestyles the way they are. So, governments, beware. Your citizens have to be coaxed to do things the way they want them. So,
and one of the things that we also have developed, I don't know if there's any such thing as synthetic fuel that can be injected into the engine, but we certainly have plenty of synthetic oils around that are not petroleum-based that are being used. So that's another part, the piece of the puzzle, if you will. I was looking at a Grand Wagoneer at a dealership near me, and now I see there are problems with the Grand Cherokee. Cherokee is a much less expensive vehicle than is the new Wagoneer, but what's going on there? What's the problem?
Well, the Grand Cherokee, of course, is the most awarded SUV in history. 70 awards that it's taken away, the biggest awards ever. The key fob, they've had a few key fobs that have gone out of tune with the car, so they put an emergency stop sale on them. It's not a big problem, but it's interesting to know that you can't buy one until they've sorted it out.
Fix it. Yeah, that's probably a good move on their part. Nick Miles on the DJV program from our auto.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.